From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay former Army scientist Stephen J. Hatfill $5.8 million to settle his lawsuit against the government for ruining his career. Hatfill was dubbed a person of interest by the U.S. Attorney General for the deadly anthrax attacks that took five lives in the fall of 2001, but he was never charged with a crime. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us now to talk more about this story. David, remind us again, what was behind Hatfill's lawsuit?
Well, you got to remember the atmosphere. It was just weeks after the 9/11 attacks, of course, and in October 2001, there were these anthrax attacks, and people died. He charged that in the weeks that followed, the government deliberately leaked information in the case to the press to flush him out. You initially saw Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times sort of talking about a shadowy former bioweapons expert, and then it became his own name, and local TV sort of tracked as investigators went through his home. He lost a job. He'd been hired by Louisiana State University, but people suspected him of murder. His CV, his resume, had some holes that were punched through it once the intense scrutiny of the press got to it. And he charged the government had violated the Privacy Act by leaking intentionally to reporters. He subpoenaed a bunch of reporters in the case to find out who had done the leaking.
Now the government's going to pay him $5.8 million to settle. Why would the government settle?
Well, one of the things the government's going to gain in this case is that they avoid having to admit in any way that they did wrongdoing. I mean, you got to remember the Attorney General of the United States publicly declared him a person of interest, which is a term without any legal meaning, but a person of interest saying essentially he was a suspect, although he was never charged with anything. This is also a mortifying episode for the government. They just want to close the chapter, move on. They have a case in which they identified a guy and it was the wrong guy. It's a Hitchcock-like story in some ways, it would appear to be, of the wrong man, and the Justice Department would rather close the door to a greater jury verdict against them.
David, where does the anthrax investigation stand?
It looks like we stand right where we started. The government seems to have no real idea. It says it's resolute in wanting to track down who was responsible for this domestic terrorist attack, but mortifying for the government all these years later to have no real idea of who's responsible for it.
David, as you say, this is a big embarrassment for the FBI, but it seems like it's also an embarrassment for the media.
Oh, it's definitely bad for the media, as in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case. The press looks credulous here, sort of complicit with government officials and agents wanting to help serve their ends by leaking things. That said, in this case, a number of journalists have been subpoenaed to disclose their sources, and journalists are resisting that. This would appear to let them off the hook. Perhaps best news for Tony Losi, former reporter for the USA Today, who is being fined personally $5,000 a day for each day that she refused to divulge her sources. This would seem to lift the need for that.
Thank you, David. That was NPR's David Folkenflik.